So this is Scott Bakman, the ever presence of sunken ships. I stood with cold foamy waters lapping at my toes, gazing at the scarlet-black haze sandwiched by the orange sky and blue-green ocean, no clouds in sight, the ocean's steady whoosh in the salty air. I inhaled deeply. The water retracted, the wind chilling my feet with the icy droplets it left behind. Memories. Not the truth, your truth. What you've done, what you've thought and said, what you've felt, all sinking to some black depth. Some sunk quicker, eager to escape the tide and the light, vanishing from sight without worry. Others, however, were more buoyant. I exhaled, another wave crashed, blanketing my ankles. A distant ship approached. It could sink in this grand Pacific without the Atlantic ever knowing, a forgotten thing, at best a rumour, unprovable by the unreachable depths in which it settled. Yet the Pacific would still know of it, always. Perhaps not what the ship had looked like, how many sails it had, the number of passengers. It would be there, something, resting in some crevice, a blip of pressure when the tides picked up too hard. Regret is an odd thing. I could run away, indeed, start anew entirely. Sunken ships don't budge. They can't be forgotten. They can't be moved. How? They're unreachable. Their pressures and inputs always present in that black. How could the mind be its own prison and prisoner? I thought of hurricanes and the unwavering destruction they caused outwards in all regards. They'd clear the shallow waters, only to retrieve more debris to swallow. Sunken memories were immovable, not even by the most violent storms. I could run away again, could storm about, catharsis incarnate, nothing had changed. Trapped internally, externally, the tides rushed in. I waited for my own to retreat before heading back to the car, sloshing my way through the knee-high waters. My face was soaked by then. That was Scott Bakman's The Ever Presence of Sunken Ships, read by Aminette.